But first, now, one of your readers was left wanting some serious advice after he was left with £29,300 of commemorative Royal Mint coins. Now, HSBC refused them, but despite being legal tender, apparently because, well, they don't actually mean banks have to take them. But why on earth did he have £29,000 of commemorative coins in the first place? Lee, thankfully, you've got the answers to this. What on earth is going on here?
This is an absolutely ingenious story. This, I really enjoyed this, writing this story, actually, and looking into it. So one of our readers, what he was doing was buying in bulk commemorative coins from the Royal Mint. So some of these coins are £50, £100, and they're like special edition coins, usually limited edition as well. What he was doing was buying them on his credit card to accrue miles. So he had a sort of like air mile system where you'd, every pound you spent could be sort of cashed in for miles on a flight. So he would get them on his credit card, free postage and packaging, so it wasn't costing him anything. And then he'd take them into his local bank and pay them in, and then pay off the credit card, and then but was getting the miles on his credit card. So by doing this, he managed to fly business class, get two flights for he and his new wife on their honeymoon, and flew to Hong Kong, business class.
Fantastic, until it all went a bit sour.
It's gone a little bit sour because with this £29,000 worth of coins, he went into HSBC, as you usually would, to pay them in. They went to do it, sort of signed it off and it was going to be done, and he was walking out of the branch and the bank manager actually chased him as he was leaving the branch and said, we've actually had a memo through from the Royal Mint saying not to accept commemorative coins over the counter. So he had a bit of a battle with the branch manager, but we've seen the letter and the letter does say don't accept these coins. So the bank's just doing what it's told by the Royal Mint. Fortunately, he went to Santander down the road and they took the bulk of them off him.
Yeah.
But then when he went to take the rest in, they said, no, we can't, we've had the same memo. We can't take these in anymore. So he's been left with quite a few of these coins. But it's just interesting what the Royal Mint are saying here. And it's all of this legal tender sort of misunderstanding, which now it seems they're making more clear on the website. But in a run-up to Christmas, when people were buying these coins, thinking that if you'd bought one of these coins, you would be thinking in the future that you could potentially take it into the bank and get the face value for it. They make a massive deal about it being face value on the website, but it's not worth £100 if you can't cash it in anywhere for £100. The only thing you could use it for is to settle court debts, and that's what legal tender basically means from its most basic meaning.
And you only have a 14-day returns policy, so it's fine if he ever gets taken to court. I did think about that as an ingenious way. He could sort of go to people who are about to go to court
and suggest sell them off,
selling him these coins, perhaps for a bit of a loss, but you know, he's left with 8,000 of them.
Yeah.
So where does that leave us then?
Well, this is it. So we followed this up. There's another story that we published yesterday that you should look at. They've turned around and said to us, after that 14-day period, you can't take them back to the Royal Mint and get your money back if you want them. You have to go through a coin dealer. And that has really irked our readers. That is just playing into it's worth what it's worth. You know, your collector might go, well, that £100 coin is actually made from £20 worth of silver. So I'm going to give you that for it. You know what I mean? It's at the mercy of collector rather than it actually definitely being able to be sold for £100 in the future.
Wouldn't it just be easier if they dropped that terminology saying it's legal tender and just say these are gifts in the shape of coins?
Exactly, but they probably have to. There's probably some sort of legal requirement when selling coins that you have to say that, especially because it's the Royal Mint and the way it works. But it's left a lot of people really confused, and probably with coins that they're going to struggle to sell in the
future. But some people like it. You know, the Big Ben coin you mentioned here, £100 coin, sold out in 11 days when it went on sale, and someone else selling on eBay for more than £130. Not a massive profit there, Simon.
But then how many of those people buying those coins did it because they thought they had the backstop that the coin would always be worth £100? That, basically, is the general reflection of the comments from our readers, is, I bought one of these for my grandson. I bought one of these for my nephew. I told someone about this story the other day. They said, that's interesting, because I bought a couple of those for my nephews the other day. And basically, people thought that, yes, it's a special thing. Yes, it's highly unlikely anyone's ever going to take it into the bank and cash it. Yes, it might end up worth more than its face value, but it's always going to be protected by the fact that it's worth its face value. And it turns out that it's not. Now, what's interesting is that the Royal Mint has been pumping out a lot more of these coins in recent years, an expert told us in our most recent story, and also that it launched a new one before Christmas. All these people have bought them before Christmas, many of them to give to, you know, Christmas presents. And then after Christmas, it's written to the banks saying this. Why didn't it flag this up before Christmas? I have to be a little bit careful about how I phrase this and what I say. But I would say that the general reaction from our readers in comments to this story has been, this is a massive swizz, and that the Royal Mint has been diddling us. In fact, there are a number of comments that compare it to Del Boy and Trotter's Independent Trading Company in a very unfavourable light.
Well, what have Royal Mint told you then in response to this?
Well, this is it. I mean, they haven't really... It's all been a bit like, you know, the legal tender terminology has always been on the website, you know, but... You know, I asked, has there been changes recently? And they have. They've bolded up some of the terminology to say UK banks and shops are not obliged to take the coin and give you how much it's meant to be worth. So that's what where we're at with Royal Mint. And they've sort of said, you know, we haven't been misleading people. You know, these terms and conditions have always been on there. But I think noticeably on the website now, it's a lot more clearer than it was a little while back in the run-up to Christmas. I think they've had a lot of inquiries about it. I actually phoned up the customer service centre, just posing as a buyer, to say, could I buy one, and then could I sell it in the bank? And the woman on the end of the phone, you know, it was almost like, I'm getting this quite a lot, and read off an auto sheet basically saying, no, you can't take it into a bank. So, yeah, it's an interesting...
I imagine this might go a little bit further as well.
I